Hello, it's the 15th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An investigation into a Luton police officer's death by suicide at London Luton Airport has led to conflicting views regarding the handling of the case. 44-year-old Police Sergeant Sean Duggan, who was part of the armed policing unit, was arrested for driving erratically while over the legal limit for alcohol. His access to the airport armoury was then removed following concern over his mental well-being. When Mr. Duggan later arrived at the armoury, a colleague, who was unaware of the access restrictions for reasons of privacy, provided entry to the area where Mr. Duggan obtained the firearm he would use to end his life. Sean Cummings, the Bedfordshire Assistant Coroner, said, "Lack's approach to safety was extraordinary." However, the Independent Office for Police Conduct disagreed, concluding that officers acted appropriately at every level, only recommending further training procedures regarding armoury access. London Luton Airport experienced a large increase in passenger numbers last month. 1.3 million travellers passed through the airport in October, representing a 240% increase from last year. An alarming rise in Bedford's food bank usage over the same six-month period between April to September of 2021 has been observed by food bank operator the Trussell Trust. Their figures reveal a 75% increase in the last 6 months, caused mostly by cost of living pressures. The data also shows those currently employed represent 20% of those who relied on a food bank. The Police's former frontman and current solo artist Sting will be making a stop at Bedford Park's concert series as part of his My Songs World Tour. Also performing on the 13th of June will be recording star George Ezra. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.